surprise was the immense blue sky and the long roads and the canal that made a conical between the parkland and the never forgotten. The coots were strange like outer space, and the tawdry was drawn through the orange fallen leaves and the open air, the sad sighing breezes, the oak and weeping willows, the big road going two ways, and the footbridge high into the big valley of feelings. You're scared of falling, but impressed with eyes further into the bright light of the fading day. We could have been Italian neorealists with seedy concentrations, but there was a valor and a calm, yeah, just a calm across the canal's waters, the moorings and the prehistoric cormorant, spreading its wings out to dry in the log tree, and the scent of the coal fires from the barges and their minor league names. One with lures, the deep quiet and the foraging swan, green parakeets moving like Ed Parker, karate moves against the azure heavens, Nick Caves in the ass saw, an angel fell into our arms, and then through the supermarket car park into a space desolate and gray and Cromwellian. And what this was about was doing for life on the border between the suburb and the left out what Ron Shelton's Bull Durham did for minor league baseball, a fun house for life on the midway. The drinks were simple and obvious, and high theater realism springing up out of the souls. Another word for improvising is writing, and you don't ask actors to do that. We were writers in the sunset as we walked home, and something was written like the dark on a page's meaning. The dark on a page's meaning, and the moon was full. Yeah, that moon was full. Thank you.